Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On this Marathon Monday, the weather is key for both runners and spectators. For the forecast, we're joined now by WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Rupa, and welcome.
Thank you. How's it looking for the start in Hopkinton?
Yeah, it looks really good. You know, I've been thinking about what a difference it is to do this in October compared to April. We're going to actually have some shade from trees, which we typically don't have in April, but we're also going to have clouds, which will keep the shade down a little bit, mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures this morning running in the lower 60s in Boston. It's in the 50s to the west at the start of the race, but during the race, it will be getting milder. We'll get up near 70 degrees this afternoon. For all of us, with a bit of a northeasterly wind, that's a somewhat of a headwind coming in.
And when people start coming into Copley Square later this morning and this afternoon, what about the forecast then?
So temperatures will be about 65 to 70 for folks arriving in Boston, congratulating people crossing the finish line. It will be mainly cloudy. I do think we'll see some glimpses of sun, especially as we wear the day on in the afternoon after 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There'll be a little bit of sunshine out there. I think the big story is the fact that there's a lot of clouds and it's just relatively mild. There's a touch of humidity in the air. It's not a humid day, but it's certainly not a crisp October day. We just don't have any of that Canadian air. I mean, this time of the year, we could be down to the 30s and 40s, but we're not. It's relatively mild.
Okay, for anyone going to the Red Sox playoff game at Fenway tonight, is it a good night for baseball?
Yeah, it's a great night for baseball. You'll need to bundle up once that sun goes down. Temperatures will fall back down into the 60s, I think, during the game. We'll be mostly between about 60 and 66 degrees throughout the game. No precipitation at all, mostly cloudy skies. Winds are literally calm. And I'm kind of excited about the weather the rest of the week, to be honest. We'll have early morning fog, especially along the coast Tuesday and Wednesday. But boy, the afternoons are going to be absolutely gorgeous. Temperatures near 70 on Tuesday. And we're in the mid-70s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with sunshine every single afternoon. Just an incredible stretch of weather for this time of the year.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.